bushfires continue to be a prevalent natural hazard within the Australian climate. However, recently we have been seeing an increase in firestorms. Although not as frequent, these extreme fires are accountable for the larger part of catastrophe, and so it is important to start to understand the impact of these intense fires. Joining us on the line to discuss this is Jason Sharples, Associate Professor in the School of Physical, Environmental and Mathematical Sciences at the University of New South Wales. Hello, Jason.
Hey, how are you going?
Good, thank you. Thanks for joining us this afternoon.
It's my pleasure.
Now, what is a firestorm and how does it differ from a bushfire?
Well, I mean, a firestorm is, it's an atmospheric event. So, I mean, a fire is really just something which burns on the surface. A firestorm is when the fire will actually get to the stage where it interacts with the atmosphere to a degree where it forms its own thunderstorm in the plume of the cloud.
And how does the damage of a firestorm then compare to a bushfire?
Well, the damage can be a lot more widespread because, I mean, these things, you know, they're atmospheric events. They're thunderstorms in their own right. They just have a fire underneath them. So where a normal thunderstorm would have sort of rain and hail and strong winds, a firestorm still has the strong winds, but instead of the rain and the hail, you have flames and embers blowing around all over the place. So they can actually impact a fairly large area of the landscape.
So does this fire create its own storm then?
Yeah, so the heat from the fire is a key part of it. I mean, you do need to have conditions where you end up with sort of deep and widespread flaming on the ground. So, you know, you do need the hot, dry and windy conditions, but you also need the atmosphere to satisfy certain conditions. So in terms of the stability of the atmosphere, the ability of the atmosphere to loft that smoke plume higher up into the higher levels of the atmosphere.
And how likely are these firestorms?
Well, I mean, on the right day, they're almost guaranteed to form. I mean, if you get the right conditions all lining up at the same time, then, you know, they tend to happen. You know, we'll be getting one every 2 to 3 years at present. So, yeah, it's really just a matter of getting that hot, dry and windy conditions, a fire burning with the right conditions so you get that widespread flaming underground, and then the upper atmospheric conditions doing the right thing as well.
And where are we most likely to see them?
Well, historically, the southeast of Australia, the forested regions, are prone. The southwestern tip of WA is another little hotspot there. Tasmania gets a few. Basically, wherever you've got lots of sort of, you know, high forest fuel loads, rugged terrain, you tend to get them. But we're also seeing a little cluster of them in the western deserts in Western Australia, which is a little bit strange.
And what about looking into the future? Will these affect us more, or like will they become more common?
It's still a sort of fairly active area of research, but the little bit of research that has been done certainly suggests that they will become more frequent. Certainly the hot conditions are going to become more frequent under climate change. The dry and the windy are a little bit more uncertain. And we did some work 2016, which said that the upper atmospheric conditions are likely to become more conducive as climate change kicks in as well.
And so what more research do we need to do to better understand these firestorms?
Well, we still really don't have a solid understanding of what their ingredients are to make them form. I mean, we have the basics, but really trying to understand the particulars of how the fire interacts with the atmosphere and those finer details so that on a particular day for a particular fire, we'll be able to say this is the one which is going to create a firestorm or not.
It's very interesting, and I think people really should look into it because we certainly know a lot more about bushfires, but these firestorms seem to be something to worry about as well.
Yeah, well, I think the main thing the public needs to understand is that firestorms will burn in a completely different way to fire. So, I mean, most people think of a fire as a front, which will sort of, you know, move across the landscape with unburnt fuel ahead of it, burnt fuel behind it, and then a front of flame. Firestorms don't really behave like that. They'll spread across the landscape as a, you know, an ember storm, more or less. So you can actually have fire, you know, within firestorm conditions, you can actually have the fire, you know, landing behind you before it gets to you from the way the wind's coming.
Yeah, it's very interesting and something to worry about. Jason, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
You're welcome.
That was Jason Sharples, Associate Professor in the School of Physical, Environmental and Mathematical Sciences at the University of New South Wales, discussing firestorms, and I think we should all do a little bit more research on them.